Welcome back to The Lowdown on Katy Perry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another week. And this will probably be our last episode of 2022. I cannot believe so many episodes have been made so far for the channel. And I believe in February we'll be celebrating our 2 or maybe 3 year anniversary. I need to check. I think this podcast started in 2020 during the, yes, so 3 year anniversary of this podcast. In 2020, I decided to start the podcast randomly. Or maybe 2019. I can't even remember, guys. No, it was 2020 for sure. And actually, maybe 2019. I'm actually not sure. I'm going to have to check. But anyways, I started this podcast just to kind of like have fun with, you know, Katy in a new medium. I feel like I never have anyone to talk to about my stan culture and my stan life. So it's really nice to just express myself, my thoughts, and everything through the podcast medium. And, you know, I'm glad to have you guys here listening along. And, you know, it just makes me feel like I'm heard by someone, which is kind of great. And it kind of gives you guys something to listen to, too. So it's a good two-way benefit, you know? Anyways, looks like we're going to be heading out of this year pretty soon. It's end of December. Firstly, happy holidays to everyone, whatever holiday you celebrate. Take time for yourselves as well as with your family this year. Just kind of, you know, take it easy. It's been a difficult 2 years, I would say. And I guess every time there's a holiday, we should really, really just take care of ourselves and enjoy time with family and friends as well. So that's my message to you this holiday season, and have some fun for sure. So in today's episode, let's talk about a few things. There's not a ton, but there's a couple things we could chat about before the year's end, of course, unless Katy decides to randomly drop something by the end of this year, which I doubt she will. Firstly, When I'm Gone is celebrating its 1 year anniversary very soon. I cannot believe When I'm Gone is already a year old, and the play residency is about to be 1 year old. Have you been to play? Definitely, let's talk about play for a second. Play is regarded by Las Vegas and every news outlet in Las Vegas as the most profitable and the most popular Vegas residency right now. So that's a really great win for Katy. You know, she has a couple rivals in Vegas as well, which are not rivals, but, you know, like people that also have Vegas residencies, but for sure her creativity, her show, everything has come out on top, which we're not surprised because Play is an incredible show. If you don't have a chance to see it in person, you can, there's a lot of people that have posted the show on YouTube, so you can head down to YouTube to see that if you haven't. And I believe she's gonna also have shows next year as well. They just haven't really been announced. So she's currently not at the play residency, but I believe they're going to announce shows for next year as well, just because the show has been so popular. If you are planning to see the show, I would probably really try to get it in for next year, because I don't believe the show is going to really last multiple years. Like, if it started in the end of 2021, so let's say 2021, it's been a year, maybe one more year in terms of lifespan of a show, just because, you know, once people have seen it once, unless they really love Katy Perry, I doubt they would go again. So it's just kind of like, it's something with a time limit usually, and a lot of Vegas residencies either change. If she wants to stay in Vegas, she can change the show up, or she would probably not continue, because as we know, hopefully we will be getting our KP6 era very soon. Hopefully this year, fingers crossed. There have been a lot of reports that Katy has said she's going to see us next year. See you next year, in air quotes. So we're hopefully getting something next year, which will be exciting. And new music feeding us, you know, a new era as well. And something I want to note, we have not had a Katy era with black hair, full black hair, since 2013. So let that sink in. It's been 10 years since the last album she's released with black hair as her predominant feature, which is crazy, because the last two eras have been, 2017 was 6 years ago, coming up 6 years, she went full blonde. So it's been pretty much like, it was a 5-year stretch with blonde hair, which is quite a long stretch if you think about it. 5 years is a long time. And so now we're finally, she's right now black, unless she decides to change it, which she might. So we're about to hopefully get a new album this year. Fingers crossed. It's been 3 years. It'll be 3 years in August, for August 2023, for Smile. So it's been about 2 years now. I think and I hope that she will release something next year and as well tour, because a lot of us have not seen her in many, many years. I have not seen her since Halloween 2017. So this year was 5 years and next year will be 6 years. So I really, really want to go and see her when she comes to my city, or if I get another chance to go to Vegas, I'll definitely try to go see her show. But as of now, I'm stuck here. You know, so hopefully Katie Era 2023 is going to happen and we'll have some new music, we'll have some new looks, and hopefully a tour, because as we all know, we are desperate for a new tour. So that's something that'll be exciting. In terms of recent, like, Katie activity, Katie just recently posted a picture of her in a huge ginger costume, if you haven't seen it yet. And the background for that photo was that Katie was actually attending her sister Angela Hudson, or she has a different last name now, but I don't even know what it is, her sister's 40th birthday party. And the theme of the party was to dress up as your favorite ginger. So ginger meaning a person with red hair or whatever. So Katie took it literally. She dressed up as a literal giant ginger costume. So that was kind of funny, and she posted that. So yeah, like, it's been quite an interesting year. Here's our year in review section. So this year, pretty much only new music that we got was the one with the country artist. Oh gosh, I know this song. Wait a sec. I can't even remember the title. That's how memorable it was. For me, I like the song. Like, it's a nice song, but it's not really my style. It's very country. And I guess, like, she's just featured on his song, so I wouldn't even really consider that a release. So, really not too much new music this year. We did get a lot of looks. We did get a lot of events that we saw her at. So, you know, she wasn't, like, totally inactive this year. But, so she was pretty active, which was kind of nice to have. Yeah, aside from play, we really haven't seen anything. She did a couple of private concerts this month, actually. But other than that, that's the problem with private concerts. For some reason, there's very limited footage of it. So, that's the only thing. So, it doesn't feel like a really performance or anything. Yeah, so that's about that. Another really big piece of interesting information that's happening right now with Katie. There's a current news report, or like an underground, air quotes, music blog or journal or whatever, I guess, that's based out of California, LA, that reported that currently, Katie is looking to purchase her masters, meaning the masters are the rights to her music that she has released so far. And as you know, Taylor Swift had a huge debacle about her masters, that, you know, someone else came and bought them all. So in terms of what masters means, you can't publicly perform or make money off of the music if you don't own the masters to your, you know, your stuff. So for Taylor, I believe either her record label or her manager or someone had the rights to her masters. They owned her music and her image and everything. And I guess once she was deciding to leave her record label, they went up for sale. And she was trying to buy them herself, but Scooter Braun, which is the manager of Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, a ton of popular artists, decided to purchase her masters behind her back, and he now owns her music, all of her old music, the original stuff that she's released, and therefore that's why she's releasing all of these new rewrites of her albums of Taylor's version. So hopefully, let's hope that Katie can purchase her own masters. Apparently, they're worth $80 to $100 million. So that's quite a big chunk of change. Hopefully Katie does get the rights to her music so that we don't have another Scooter Braun situation or something like that. And, you know, once Katie, I believe it also, like, it, if you're selling your, she's looking for a master's, and I believe also, like, something about, like, management and, like, even, like, recording labels. So I think she's even looking for a new contract with a different recording, like, label, meaning her time with Capitol is probably coming to an end. Capitol is her current record label, which does a lot of things for an artist, but either she's going to go an independent route or she would find a new label. And I'm not exactly sure personally if that's going to fix a lot of the issues that we've been having in the past couple years, issues where the record label does not want to promote her music or give her enough budget for the things that she wants to do, or for, you know, just letting her do what she wants to do in terms of an artist. So we'll see what happens. Apparently they're looking to find something by the end of the year. So there's only a few days left. They probably, like, this information is very public, so, like, in terms of information, so we don't have that much information. But hopefully by next year or for the next album era, we will have a new record label that will either believe in Katie or promote her more or give her more freedom as an artist. I believe in terms of her time at Capitol, obviously Capitol was the one that gave her her big break and, you know, let her grow as an artist so much. So I don't have any hateful feelings towards Capitol Records, but I think lately and ever since Witness, ever since she let down the record label financially in terms of sales and popularity, I think Capitol has really put her on the back burner. They've really focused on their newer artists and pushing and creating their current other artists. And I think because they thought, oh, Katie's established and she's losing popularity, air quotes, she's still an A-list celebrity. She's still very popular within the community and the music community. So that's not, that hasn't, I wouldn't say dimmered or shimmered, like not shimmered, the other one, like dimmed. Okay, there's the word. I would say her popularity hasn't dimmed, but I think in terms of radio push, all of those things that you need for an artist to generate really good revenues and be up in the charts so that people are constantly streaming her music and buying her music, I think Capitol has really let down her as an artist. And I think I'm hoping that her contract has ended with them so that she has the ability to, you know, release herself from her contract with them and find different representation. And I think once she goes to a newer record label or a different record label, I think it's like fresh because she's a brand new artist to them and she can, you know, kind of like find a better way to do her thing. Because, you know, I'm sure they've updated her contract, but, you know, she started with this record label when she was nobody as an artist. So I don't know how good her deals are in terms of everything. So we will see. This is good news because Katie Katz have been hating on Capitol Music for many, many years. And I think this will be a good positive change for her, especially with the new era coming up. I would say her popularity has risen in the past year, which is a good thing. I think her play residency has really cemented her as an artist. Because, you know, once you have your own Vegas residency, I think you've really made it because you're just constantly performing in the same city and people are coming to see you. I think that's just, like, amazing. So I really think, hopefully, 2023 will be an amazing year for us as Katie Katz, as well as for her and her career. You know, Katie has really focused on, you know, like, her family as well, which is an important thing. You know, as we remember, she has a 2.5-year-old daughter, I believe. So it's pretty fair that she's taking time to be with family. But, you know, she has been active with her Vegas residency. But, you know, I think next year it'll be good. And, you know, we'll have some more content, which is amazing. And I think that's the problem with us, is that, like, we constantly want new music. But for her, that means less time with her family and less time, you know, being able to, you know, raise her daughter, because if she's releasing new music, that's a whole album cycle that she needs to go through, and that's touring and shows and everything. That's like, you know, a little difficult for a mom. So we hope that she'll be able to find a balance between her career and her family life, and hopefully be able to merge them a bit. But anyways, she knows what she's doing. We're just excited for anything that she releases. And yeah, so it's been a pretty good year, I would say. A little quiet, but I think she probably just took her time this year to really, like, write music and, you know, spend time with her daughter and everything, of course. So hopefully we will have something new. But yes, it's been quite an interesting year. But hopefully next year will be just as good. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing well. I've been busy with school, but school is almost over for me. I'm graduating this year, which is crazy because I think I started this podcast when I was in my, like, first year somewhat, and now it's, like, I'm almost done, so it's kind of crazy how many years it's been, but I'm really glad for all of you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening always. I love you guys like my family, even though I don't know who you are. It really, like, warms my heart when I see that people are even listening. Like, I'm just like a nobody. So I thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing. Anyways, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to mention for this year. If there's anything you guys want me to do, please don't hesitate. Don't be afraid to send me a DM on Instagram, Twitter, anything. I think I forgot to say my socials, but you probably know them. I'm at michaelperry84 on Twitter and at katieperryaesthetic on Instagram and TikTok. Yes, and TikTok has been pretty good so far. Again, like I've been saying in the past, do not, if you're a Katie Cat that has a ton of Katie Cat accounts on like Instagram, Twitter, do not hesitate to now create an account for yourself on TikTok. I think TikTok is going to be the new stan like element, I would say. Plus, TikTok is probably the most effective way to spread Katie positivity, which I've talked about in the past, which is like just spreading good intentioned and positive videos about Katie, which helps people that don't like her or people that don't know anything about her or people that just have no opinion on her see positive things about her or see how amazing her Vegas residency show is, or just create something funny, or just create like something about like the past and like what's it called? I'm trying to think what this word is. Sorry, it's late here. Memorabilia. Like, oh my gosh, sorry. My brain is dying. Like, for a lot of people, for example, like, Teenage Dream era, that was when they were kids. So, like, you could do something about, like, you know, the past. So, I have... that makes sense. Probably not. But anyways, don't be afraid to branch out to TikTok. TikTok is a great element. And honestly, if Katie was active on TikTok and really engaged and really was really just like personal on TikTok and like just did lifestyle stuff or, you know, like music stuff or dance stuff, like I really think she could really broaden her range and like popularity, and just like, because like Meghan Trainor essentially reversed her career in a good way, because, you know, for the past couple years Meghan Trainor was like, you know, like she went down in popularity, not as popular as she was, everyone called her a one-hit wonder, and then she started being active on TikTok and made a lot of TikTok friends and just got really popular on TikTok. And you saw that she got her number one. Actually, was it number one? I can't even remember. Sorry, don't quote me on number one. But she had a very popular album that was, and a lot of popular audios on TikTok, which really means a lot. And unfortunately, TikTok really does run our music industry right now. And I guess it's because it's a very popular app that a lot of people are using. And it just makes sense that people are going to play, the radios are going to play music that's popular on TikTok because, you know. So if Katie really, especially with this new era, I would say, found her way in TikTok and just kind of like really tried, or had, even if she's like, if her excuse is, oh, I'm not good at like making videos and whatever, hire someone from Gen Z or someone with good humor that can help her on her TikTok account, because a lot of these like you know what I mean, like middle-aged celebrities either do it themselves or they have someone on their teams that are really, really good at TikTok and making things like funny and relatable and following trends as they're fresh. So it's just like, I feel like Katie could really, really grow her fan base and popularity on TikTok. So I really hope that's something that she explores with this new era, because it's a really good way to promote your music nowadays. So anyways, that's my spiel on TikTok. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for listening. Happy holidays again. I love you guys so much. And you guys are the only present I need. Okay, that was so cringy. You guys are my favorite thing about podcasting and TikTok. And TikTok, listen to me. I'm rambling. Okay, I'm gonna leave you guys. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Have a good evening. Whatever you're doing right now. Thank you guys so much for listening. I wish you guys an amazing new year, 2023. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's amazing for yourselves and your personal lives and for Katie and her career. As always, my name's Michael, and thank you guys so much for listening.